This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett is set to tell senators the court should not try to make policy when she makes her opening statement for her confirmation hearing that begins Monday. AP's Mike Hempen has more.
Barrett will tell the Senate Judiciary Committee that policy decisions should be left to political branches of government. That's according to opening remarks obtained by the Associated Press. She will tell senators that courts are not designed to solve every problem or right every wrong in public life. She also will say that she has resolved to maintain the same perspective as her mentor, the late Justice Antonin Scalia, and that no one will ever be able to take the place of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. President Trump nominated Barrett after Ginsburg died. Mike Hempen, Washington.
Azeri and ethnic Armenian forces accused each other Monday of launching new attacks in and around Nagorno-Karabakh, increasing pressure on a humanitarian ceasefire intended to stop the heaviest fighting over the enclave for more than 25 years. Azerbaijan said its military position had been shelled overnight. Nagorno-Karabakh, which is internationally recognized as part of Azerbaijan, but populated and governed by ethnic Armenians, said its forces had repelled Azeri army attacks. The ceasefire had already been badly frayed Sunday when Azerbaijan said it launched airstrikes against an Armenian regiment following what it said was an Armenian rocket attack on a civilian apartment building. Armenia denied both Azeri assertions, and Reuters could not independently verify the reports. China says detained Australian writer Yang Hengjun has been indicted for espionage. China's foreign ministry said his case is currently being heard by a Beijing court. The 55-year-old blogger was detained by Chinese authorities in January 2019 after arriving.